Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, the only one in the world, Don S. McClure. And last week I had a laughing spell when I came off my show. And I think I'm kind of getting that back. But tonight is Friday. It is the 18th of July, and we are moving fast into August. And I've got an exciting, exciting show for you tonight. We are going to play one of the tracks that we played last week from a young lady named Adia. But otherwise than that, we are going to tune it up, turn it out, turn it on, up the scale, whatever the current word is, we're going to use it. But tonight you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And we have reached 15,875 listeners, and I'm sure before we leave the show tonight, we will be at our 16,000 mark. So I want to thank all my listeners. We've got a lot of new listeners in California that I want to send a shout out to, in Washington, Indiana, Illinois, Texas, Florida, Oregon, and Arizona. So we are growing across the country. We've got the best internet lifestyle radio show, talk show in the world, in the universe, all over the planet. We are really good. If you want to email me, you can reach me at McClure, Don S. at yahoo.com, or you can use my other email, Don S. McClure at AOL.com, or you could use my business email, Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net, where you can find all of my great books and everything that I write. Tonight's show is continually sponsored by the family of Helene Trotter. She's in Gary, Indiana, a great woman, and she's sponsoring our show. She sponsored last week, and she's sponsoring this week. So we have to send a shout out to her. Tonight, our three words for the evening are trust, faith, and encouragement. And every week, we pick some words to talk about with my listening audience and try to get you on track and just basically say, hey, you don't have to always think negative. You can think positive, and you can build the world the way you want to. Tonight, our show will take a look inside these three important words that guide your life. What makes you have total faith? What makes you trust in relationships and yourself? And what and where can you find encouragement to continue on your journey of life? You're listening to the best show on the internet every Friday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. Mountain. And yes, we are even in six other countries. I mean, people are listening to me all over the place. And I like that. If you want to get a copy of my book, you can go to www.dsmpublications.net, and there you will find all my great books, especially my new book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. And that was just so great. But I got a couple of stories I got to tell you, but we're going to come back to that. We are going to get the show started so that you could so that you could hear me, and we'll see where we are on the show. We want you to hold on for a minute and see if we've got everything lit, so we've got listeners on the board, and we will get right into our show. So let me do the show and see where we are and play this quick track.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Woo! I love when they play that. That is a track about my book, To Have a Friend, and it truly is one of the best crime thrillers ever written. I mean, it is just dynamic. So, we're going to get our show started tonight. Remember, we played a track by a young lady named Jamie Grace, and she got her start by being on the internet, and so she did a track called A Beautiful Day. And remember, we're talking about the three words. We are actually talking about trust, faith, and encouragement. And I think so that we can get into encouragement, we're going to play the track by Jamie Grace. And you can find all of our tracks on Amazon, YouTube, CD Baby, and we always buy the tracks. My boards are lighting up that people are really listening to my show tonight. We've got a lot of new callers, so let's get to Jamie Grace, and we will check our soundboards and see where we are. But I'm glad you're sitting with me on a Friday, and we got some great stories to tell you and some great information.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. Put this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still a refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
telling you, I like singing that. My producer was standing over there saying, God, Don, that, play that again. I said, I can't. And we were just jumping back and forth about, it's a beautiful day. And yes, I know I cannot sing, but I'm going to sing tonight on my show anyway. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 18th, and I am enjoying myself. I'm back. I was a little bit off 2 weeks ago. I was feeling kind of blue, but I'm okay. And now we're back. We're doing a great show, and my listenership is growing. And like I said, you are listening to the one and only Don S. McClure. And if you want to tune in and hear the show on your phone, dial 347-633-9376. But don't push the 1, and you'll be able to listen to the show on your smartphone. And my phone is too smart for me. It just does whatever the heck it wants to do. But tonight, I am enjoying our show. And like I said, our three words for tonight are trust, faith, and encouragement. And we're going to talk about that kind of thing because we want you to decipher the difference. Now, remember last week we were talking about a young lady named Adisha, and she says her name is the command from God, which means voice, and she's powerful, sultry, dynamic, and moving are just a few words people have used to describe Adisha's voice. I got so many requests in my emails to play her track again and to talk about her. She's from Oakland, California. She's a native. This young lady is just fantastic. At the age of 10, she started singing and doing musicals. She sang a jingle for a commercial. She performed for a few of San Francisco's live music venues. After years of training by her mother in a church, vocal coaching. Her mother's name is Deltrina Johnson. And this young lady took off. And at the age of 13, she joined a group called Under 21. The trio spent most of their high school career performing in a recording studio. And at age 16, Adisha embarked upon a spiritual journey that would change the course of her future. Being famous was no longer her goal in life. Remember, sometimes we always talk about how people think, I want to make money, I want to be famous, I want to get out there. But actually, sometimes you get into these fields, and I was watching a couple of movies where people said, you know what, making money is not the only thing that I want to do. I want to have that golden touch of a career and have people respect me. And when you kind of focus in on that, the money will come. But when you focus only on money, and you do have to have it to pay bills and stuff like that, but that should not be your only focus, which is what I talk to other writers about. So when this young lady made her decision to leave her group called Under 21, they were kind of distraught about that because she was actually dynamic. So she took 4 years to do some soul searching, and when she came back, she was doing a show at an open mic, and a young lady walked up to her and said that she was thinking about ending her life, but after hearing her be so encouraging in her songs, she changed her mind. Adisha said that was the moment she made a decision to say, you know what, I'm only going to concentrate on vocals and lyrics that uplift people. So with Adisha and Seven, they are now out there, and she's opened up for Ledisi, Kim Burrell. I mean, this young lady is fantastic, and she's a songwriter. So let's get to the young and talented A-D-E-S-H-A, Adisha, and let's just listen to one of her tracks that we actually played last week and got so many requests for. So let me look on my board, see where she is, and I think you'll enjoy this track. It's called I'm In Love.
What was that you asked me?
You ask if I'm in love with you.
I'm in love. does that mean to you? Like, is there something you're gonna do? Can't you see the torture I'm going through? I'm scared of giving my all to you. Ooh.
You see, I don't know if I'm in love. I'm kinda confused, you know, it's like, when you take me out and stuff, I be thinking, man, I'm in love, but then I turn around and just, I don't know if I'm digging you or not. I mean, I'm kinda confused, you know what I'm saying?
Man, did I like that track. And that's what I'm talking about. The young lady walked up to Adisa, and she was kind of depressed. But after hearing her sing some positive songs and doing a great show, the young lady decided not to do anything very difficult to her life. Well, encouragement comes in all kinds of forms. Sometimes it'll come from a best friend. Sometimes it'll come from your parents. Sometimes it'll come from you just sitting down and being quiet and just thinking some things out. We've all had some issues. We all go through things every week, every day. Sometimes things get a little bit difficult. But being encouraged means that if you've got somebody you can talk to, and seriously talk to them and say, listen, I'm just having some difficult thoughts. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you less of a male or female. It makes you concerned with the issue you're dealing with. And encouragement is going to be one of the most important things. Even when you make a mistake, you got to have enough encouragement in your mind to say, I need to apologize for that, or I need to look at where I'm going wrong, or I do need to look at the fact that maybe I'm dealing with some issues that I truly can fix. Encouragement is so important. I hear a lot of people talk about Tyler Perry and other people. It took him 19 years to get to where he was. He didn't give up. Most of the people that are in these businesses, when you start, you don't start off at the top. Sometimes you're lucky enough to get that, but you have to stay with perseverance. Encouragement comes from when you sell one book or you sell one CD or somebody comes up to you and says, I really like what you did. Those are the things that are encouraging. And I think that when we look at that, we never know where the encouragement is going to come from. I was sitting in my car last week, and I was actually joking around with a friend of mine. We were talking on the phone. I had my headset on, and I had my windows down. Well, a family pulled up, a really young lady, her mom, it looked like her mom, and her grandmother. So when they got out of the car, they could hear me talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and we were joking around about being depressed and stuff like that and being distraught. So the young lady looked in my window and said, okay. You could see the look on her face. Well, when they left, went to the store, they came back. I was still sitting in the car. So I told a friend of mine, I said, oh, man, I am really distraught. I'm just distraught. And the young lady told her mom, she said, we got to stop and try to help him and see what's going on so he don't do anything. And I looked over there, and they looked at me. I said, no, I was just joking. I was just joking. But the encouragement came from this real young lady. She could have been no more than about maybe 12 to 13. But she noticed the conversation I was having, and she wanted to be encouraging. And, of course, I apologized, and they laughed, and I told a friend of mine, I would stop joking like that. But the point was, you never know where your encouragement is going to come from. So I want you to think about that when you're getting down and blue and things just don't be – they're just not going right for you. And you're looking at everything saying, man, these bills are piling up. My boyfriend is acting crazy. My husband talking crazy. My ex-boyfriend is trying to come by the house. Whatever. You have to sit down, take a moment, take a breather, and talk to the man upstairs and see exactly where you are so that you can understand where you're going. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and it's a Friday night, and I have so many great listeners and so many great fans, and yes, my priest keeps sending me emails to my Don, you need to come to confession. So I'm going Sunday. I'm actually going to go to confession. Maybe I'll say 8 Hail Marys full of grace, but I won't say 10 like he wants me to. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. I'm going to play a track by Luther Vandross, and what he's saying in the track is encouraging because he realizes he made a mistake with a young lady. He thought he could go on, and then he found out that he really did love her and wanted to come back to her. So the encouraging part was he wanted to admit that he made a mistake. But he wanted to be with her no matter if the bad times were coming. He'd rather have them with her than the good times with somebody else. So let's listen to Luther. And yes, he's like most guys. Sometimes we make mistakes and we got egg on our face and we need to clean it up. Just clean it up.
I thought some time alone was what we really needed. You said this time would hurt more than it helped. But I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story. And so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing, it's true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. Ooh, yeah. And then I met someone and thought she could replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies, on lies. So I'm here 'cause I found this one thing is true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart, who holds my heart. I can't blame you if you turn away from me like I've done to you. I can only prove the things I say with time. Please be I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. Ooh, my heart.
I'd rather have bad times with, oh yeah, I like that song. Do you know I actually sang that at a karaoke? My maid was my backup singer and some friends of mine, and I had this ex-girlfriend I was trying to get back. And I was just singing that song up a storm. I'd rather be by myself with you. Anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and no, I already know I can't sing. But that was pretty funny. That brought back memories, man. I was on that stage just crying my little head off with tears in my eyes. I'd rather have... Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I am enjoying our show tonight. We are talking about trust, faith, and encouragement. And actually, I had a lot of encouragement for people to tell me get up and sing, even though the owners kind of threw me out of there and told me, no, man. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we've got some more dynamic music for you, and we want you to think about those three words. I always tell you to write them down and make sure that you think about that kind of stuff, because you know what? Without trust and faith and encouragement, you're always going to have a whole bunch of problems. And so you got to kind of separate them and know where they're going. We're going to play this PSA, and when we come back, we've got some more great music for you on a Friday night. And I am so glad that I am not singing tonight at karaoke.
La recuperación comienza cuando enfrentamos nuestros desórdenes mentales y de uso de sustancias. Únete a las voces de la recuperación. Alza tu voz. Comparte el mensaje.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And I want my audience to make sure that they get checked. I don't want you to have a stroke. Don't want you to have a heart attack. I want you to stay around and be happy. I know I'm going to live to be 850, where I see Moses and Hezekiah and everybody else come back, maybe even Noah's Ark. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and tonight we're talking about trust, faith, and encouragement. Now, one of the things about that, we were talking about what makes you have total faith. Well, sometimes it's your partner that says certain things to you that can encourage you and say, hey, I'm going to stick in this thing no matter what we do. But actually, sometimes you need to think about what's the very first things they see in you or what they hear and how they imagine how you'll sound. Well, actually, some time ago, there was a track that I learned and learned how to actually speak poetry from a gentleman named Arthur Prysock. Now, the track was written during World War I and World War II by Walter Benton. But it was so great, his words, that he had in a diary that some of the studios turned it into music. So now what he's doing in this, and it's kind of like a love story, he's telling this young lady that this is how he sees her when he speaks to her, when she speaks to him. And the track is called Your Words Are Born, Not Spoken. And when I first heard this some time ago, I mean, I was just blown away that a man could say this kind of beautiful poetry. So I want you to sit back, think about maybe you're not sure of how your person sees you, because a lot of times you're not in their head. But they may see you in a greater way than you even think about. So let's listen to this track by Arthur Prysock. Your words are born, not spoken, and I really want you to listen to this because, man, Spoken word has nothing on this. Nothing that nobody could do today that could beat this. And this is to music and pure words from somebody that wrote these in a diary.
Your words are born, not spoken. Dimensional, soft, vowel words, palpable to the eye or to the fingertip. Exquisitely curved as the young that flowers conceive. Often have I watched your lips shape words, and your tongue nudge them out like small birds, not wholly certain of their wings. Your sweetest words are those shaped ovally, like plums or wild birds' eggs. And the long, bright ribbons you lack, the multitude of hyacinth and bluebells. When I see words like soft gray catkins, I know they are of love. Whatever else my ears register. And because your mouth is like the flesh of ripe fig, often I take your words unsaid, as the brown honey bear slips his red tongue into the nest of sleeping bees to take out honey. And the sweet natural taste, the pussy willow, full of your words, is lovelier than their shape, our music.
Oh, man, me and my producer, all of us had the tears in our eyes, like, God, that was something else. But what we're talking about is the relationship of, if you're not sure of how the person sees you, sometimes you need to talk to them and ask them. And you may find out they want to give you a card, or they want to send you a note, or they want to do something on the internet. And it doesn't always mean they got to go spend $1 million. But what it does mean is let them sometimes express how they feel. And that's where the faith comes in that, and the trust. Don't always look for it to come in the way you want it. The trust is allowing them to be who they are. Maybe they don't explain it exactly like everybody else would say it. Maybe they just come home with a rose, or maybe they go buy you some Kool-Aid or something that's a red color that they know you remembered. Sometimes you got to look more at the good in a relationship than always figuring out what they didn't do. And again, knowing that people don't have to be in anything, they choose to be in anything. So the faith is that person or is that relationship or even that job, do they choose to keep you there because you're really doing a great job? And so you got to think about that. Trust comes into play when you erase the bad thoughts. Don't let those intrusive thoughts get in your head and make you make decisions that really aren't there, because that's what intrusive thoughts were and are. And that's what we talked about last week. But our main focus tonight is talking about trust. Now we're going to play a track by the Emotions, and of course they're from Chicago, our hometown. Yay! I always had some sound effects or something on my show. But anyway, what she's telling her guy is, don't ask her neighbors, don't ask her girlfriend, because they don't know. And a lot of times people are always asking their mothers, their in-laws, their cousins, their brothers. Talk to the person who you're dealing with and try to get him to understand. He doesn't have to run around and ask everybody what you think. I know some people have a difficult time having a conversation with their counterpart or their best friend or their boss, but don't ask everybody else. Ask them. So I want you to listen to this track, Don't Ask My Neighbors, and really listen to the words in that, because she's telling this guy outright, hey, don't keep running around knocking on my neighbor's door at 3 o'clock in the morning asking them if I love you. He don't know. Oh, man, that's kind of deep. Let's listen to the track and then think about that. That's where the trust comes into play at. Trust what she's saying to you. You don't have to ask anybody else or trust what he's saying to you. You don't have to ask your mother-in-law or your cousin or your dog or your cat or your fish, whatever. So I hope that all the guys that be going next door to their best friend's house talking about, do she love me, man, baby, baby, please, do she love me? I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking for advice. That's good. But don't ask her neighbors. I mean, can you imagine somebody going down the street, knocking on everybody's door, do my girlfriend love me? Do my husband want me? Oh, man, that's kind of deep. The trust is, like she said, come to her. Don't ask the neighbors. Don't ask the girlfriends. They don't know nothing about that kind of stuff. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about trust, faith, and encouragement. And I'm encouraging you to talk it over, whether it's with your boss, whether it's something you're confused about, and especially if you're really confused about your life, talk to the man upstairs. I talk to him all the time. I tell him, break a window, burn a bush, do something, but I'm not getting it. And he usually answers me, and you know what he's given me? Every last thing I've ever asked for. I think he shakes his head sometimes and says, Don, you sure made some foolish mistakes. Just like my mom used to get on me all the time about making mistakes. But you know what? You make them, you learn from them. But the trust that you really have to have first is trust in yourself. Trust yourself to try to make good decisions. And you're going to fail sometimes. But you have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to do this thing that I've got to do it. Like Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way. But I want you to understand how things happen. Sometimes things come to you that you're just not sure of. So you got to take a pace, take a chill pill. But don't keep alarming yourself, because a lot of times you'll put thoughts in your head that aren't there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only, the greatest person in the world, the greatest person on earth. And I just think so much of myself. That's just, a friend of mine said, Don, is your head going to get any bigger? I said, yeah, it is, wearing like an 18-gallon hat by now. No, that's not true. I don't think that way. We're going to play a track by Angela Bofield. And that was my girl. I mean, I liked Angie, and she was dealing with some issues. But it's I'm On Your Side. So I want you to listen to this. And remember, there are people out there that are on your side that want to see you make it. And you're going to have some disarray. It's not always going to be sunshine. Sometimes you're going to get really down and blue. But you got to remember, there are a lot of people out there that's on your side. Sometimes you just need to talk to them and see what you could do. I mean, I've got some really great fans and friends, and sometimes I get a little bit blue myself. But they tell me, pick it up. Get it together. So I want you to think about that, because you can have the life that you want, and you can have the life that you want to build, and you can have the houses and the stuff and everything else that you want, but you got to have that trust in yourself and believe when nobody else believes in you, you have to believe in yourself. Let's listen to this track by Angela Bofield, and she's saying, I'm on your side, and hey, she's there. So she's waving her flags, and I tell the women all the time, let the guys know you're on their side. It's not just them against the world and trying to always take care of you. Sometimes they just need to hear you say, I'm on your side.
We get left behind when pushing comes to shove. Happiness is so hard to find. A fall from love can break your spirit. Ain't your rosy outlook
man, that was the late, great Angela Bofill. And if you listen to the words in that song, what she was telling her friend, that sometimes talking to a friend can help you get through some things. I remember when I was in Las Vegas, I had been out there for a year. I had just finished a new book called Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs. But it just wasn't working for me out in Las Vegas. Matter of fact, the only thing out in Vegas was gambling, and I really didn't want to do that because that's not a thing that you want to get deep into. But I have this friend of mine in Texas, Sharon Banks. I mean, we are close. And I would call, and we'd talk on the phone and stuff, and I just said, you know, this isn't really just working for me. It's just Vegas just isn't doing it for me. And we talked about a lot of things, but she was always there for me as a friend to encourage me. Of course, I could call her like 4 or 5 in the morning whining, but, you know, they stuck by me. I mean, I've got some friends of mine that, like I said, that have been there, that hang in there, and you go to them with what you're really feeling, and you're feeling a little blue. That song is talking about just, hey, I'm on your side. And it doesn't always have to be your lover. It doesn't have to be your husband. It doesn't have to be your boyfriend. It could just be your best friend. I mean, I have a friend of mine named Tony Stevens in Chicago that we've been friends for years. And sometimes we talk about just personal things between girls and guys and guys and girls and babies and children and all the stuff. And we'll shoot pool and we'll talk about it. Matter of fact, he's in my book as a character in my new book. I love writing a fun love story. There's a scene where the writer goes to his best friend's house. So I took that idea, put it into play, and put it in my book. I love writing a fun love story. And that's a truly, truly good book. It's got a lot of personal issues. Matter of fact, somebody asked me, they said, Don, is this about you or is this just a fictional story? But all of my stories have a lot of me inside of them. So when you're reading my books, you're reading a lot about me. But I really want you to think about that thing. Like I said, even if you just find somebody to really bend their ear for a minute, doesn't make you weak. It just makes you say, you know what, I need to talk this thing out. And so that may help you clear your head. Because sometimes things are going to get rough, like the song said. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And it is 10 minutes to 8. This time is flying by. My number, if you want to listen to the show, is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can call and listen. Or get me on your laptop, your iPhone. Or I hope you don't have a phone like my cell phone. Do you know my cell phone dialed every last phone number a week ago and just dialed them at randomly and then sent everybody a bad text? People were calling me like, Don, did you send this? I said, no, my phone is crazy. But I'm going to throw my phone away if it keeps acting up. And my phone just keeps saying, do it. Do it. I dare you. That's kind of crazy. You have to watch those cell phones. But anyway, I want you to be encouraged. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you think you're facing, no matter what you think are the odds that you won't make it or get yourself back together. If you took a fall, you're going to bounce back. And there's some movies out there that you need to watch, like Cinderella Man. Matter of fact, I saw a great movie the other night called Come Back Dad. And I usually don't watch those kind of movies, but it was starring Charles Dutton and the young lady that used to be on Will Smith's show as a young lady when he was doing at the house with his aunt and stuff. But it's a heck of a movie that I suggest everybody watch because his ex actually didn't tell his daughter that her father loved him. She said, I was so in love with him, and when he left me, I wouldn't give her the letters. I wouldn't give her the money. I made her believe that he did not like her, love her, or anything. And he asked her one day in the movie, he said, hey, are you ever going to tell her? And she finally came around and said, listen, the only reason why I treated him like that because I loved him, and I couldn't get over the fact that he didn't want it anymore. So all those years went by that his daughter thought he didn't love her. But it's a heck of a movie, heck of a movie. He had a sister in there that I probably would have socked in the nose as bad as she talked about him at her mother's dinner table. But anyway, it's a movie that you need to check out, Come Back Dad, and it's starring Charles Dutton. So those are the kind of movies that I want you to watch and take heed to. You don't have to pay 100% attention, but just look at the movie. And I mean, like I said, it was really good, even though I liked a lot of the gangster movies. I saw one the other night. We're going to play my girl Lena, hope, wish, and pray. She's into a new relationship with this guy, and she's saying, listen, I'm hoping that it's going to turn out right. I'm praying it's going to turn out right. I've already had some bad stuff, but guess what? I'm going to put that behind me. So I want the ladies that are talking to new guys and thinking about it, hope, wish, and pray. Hey, there's no guarantees out there. But have some trust in yourself that if it's meant to be, then it's meant to be. And if it's not, you're definitely going to find who you need in your life. But let's listen to Lena. And everybody knows that's my girl from Texas. If you're a new listener, I play Lena a lot. She's a girl from Texas that I am just wild about. So let's listen to Hope, Wish, and Pray by my girl, Lena.
Yeah.
That's my girl, Lena. Now, remember we were talking about what makes you have total faith. First of all, you have to get rid of the bad thoughts. You can't go into anything. You can't go into a job, getting a house, if you only think about what you lost. And that's what a lot of people do. They'll enter relationships and they keep talking about their family didn't support them, their cousins didn't support them, their mom kind of treated them bad, their dad wasn't there for them. But you know what? In that movie we were talking about, Come Back Dad, the young lady said it in the car. She felt she wasn't going to be good for her fiancé because she felt like she was broken. But he told her, he said, hey, that has nothing to do with our relationship. And he stuck in there. I mean, he wanted to give it up. He wanted to run away from it. But he said, because she got to the last point before they got married. She's like, I don't want to get married. She really didn't think her dad really loved her. But you know what? Like I say in the movies, everything turned out good. She got married. Her dad was there. It turned it around. But you have to have the faith. And like I said, sometimes you're not going to always win. Sometimes you are going to lose. Sometimes the relationship's going to go bad. And you have to get the faith and trust to say, okay, I got to move to another level. Doesn't make the person bad. It just makes them not for you. And that's what we get caught up in. We'll go into new relationships talking about how bad the person treated us or what the person did or how bad we saw them as. And it's really the simple truth is they just were not good for you. Doesn't mean they're not a good person. It just didn't fit. So when you have faith and you say, you know what, I've got all the signs, I've given it 800%, it just didn't work. But there's something else out there for me that's even better. So, or good. And a lot of times it's not even better, it's just good for you. So it's like food. You know, you get some good restaurants, some bad restaurants. Sometimes you go back to the same restaurant, and some days they're just off. They just don't serve the same food. Doesn't mean it's a bad restaurant. Just means you had a bad incident. And I really want people to think about that. What makes you trust in your relationships and in yourself? That's what's the most important key. Once you start to trust in yourself and realize that you're going to make some mistakes, you're going to be kind of off-centered. Like the young lady I was telling you about, Adisha. Her mother didn't know what the name meant, but she liked the name and she named her daughter Adisha. Adisha searched it out and found out that it meant a voice to sing. So you still have the right and the ability to make mistakes, fall on your face like riding a bike, but you get back up. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only. It is 8:02. We don't have that much more time to go, but I know we got at least 29 more minutes. We're going to play a quick PSA, and when we come back, we're going to play some more music, and we're going to keep talking about faith, encouragement, and the biggest word on our list tonight is trust. If you don't have that, if you don't give a person your 100% trust in the beginning, you're not going to give it to them in the end. So I want you to think about that. You can't go into stuff always doubting everything. You kind of got to go in with some blind faith and suggest that it turns out okay for you. We're going to play our favorite PSA that seems to get more calls in for anything else. It's my little friend who is talking about the light bulbs in your house, luminance.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Yeah, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
So when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or Walgreens, check your lumens. I like that when he says, you know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy. And he says, you're pretty bright yourself, Timmy or Jimmy or Bobby or whatever heck his name is. But I actually like that, and I get a lot of requests to play that. I mean, constant emails. Could you play the light bulb commercial? I said, okay. We're going to jump to another PSA, and then when we come back, we are ready to talk more about trust, faith, and encouragement.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be Child Care Aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered. The answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
And that's what we're talking about, getting your act together so that you check out things, which is called trust. Make sure you're handling and talking to and doing business with a really good daycare provider in case you have to drop your kids off to let grandma go out, or you want to go out on the town and don't want to come back till tomorrow. You just want some time to yourself, you and your man, or just by yourself. Maybe you just want to go hang out at a hotel and just enjoy the view. Either way it goes, make sure that those children are safe. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only, the greatest in the world, the greatest like Muhammad Ali. I like that. My producer says, oh, please. I love him. He's a great guy. We're going to play a track that I think you will enjoy. It's by my girl Chaka Khan from Chicago. Ain't nobody. And what she's trying to tell you is nobody, ain't nobody got it going on like her. So you need to listen to that. And then you could switch the words for the guys, and you could say, hey, ain't nobody got it going on like me. But that's for the encouragement part, because I want you to stay encouraged. And I don't want those gloomy days to get you any more. I've had enough of those. My favorite saying is, it does not rain forever. Now, you can get some tornadoes and some windstorms and some straight-line windstorms and hailstorms. But guess what? It's not going to stay forever. Let's listen to Chaka Khan do Ain't Nobody.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, man, when those tracks are playing, I be cutting up in here, man. My producer be shaking his head like, please don't try to sing. Please, please. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and we will be in Iowa on August the 9th. I will be in Iowa, Des Moines, doing a book signing. Then I leave there, and I go to Peoria, Illinois on August 29th, and I'll be there for 2 days. And then I leave there, and God knows where the heck I'm going. I'm going to be in Texas. I'm going to be in the Carolinas. I'm going to be, you know, eventually I'm going to get to California. I got a lot of listeners in California and a lot of listeners in Michigan, especially around the Detroit area. So I'm planning to come to Detroit. So we got a lot of things going on. Now, you ladies out there, this is for you, and this is definitely for my producer and his lovely wife who just loves him so. And this is Charlie Wilson. I like Charlie Wilson. And this is a guy telling her what she means to him. So, ladies, sometimes you guys really do feel it. Maybe they just don't know how to tell you. So buy the track for them. Make them act like Charlie Wilson and Boys to Men or something. I don't know. And the girls, sometimes you could be the girls to girls. I don't know. That's crazy. That's a really crazy group, the girls to the girls. Anyway, Boys to Men doing Charlie Wilson's, this is just phenomenal. And yes, this is a song I'm going to sing at a karaoke thing. Matter of fact, me and some friends of mine did a karaoke in Memphis. My friend Johnny, who's in accounting, we didn't sing this song, but we sang one of the other songs by Boys to Men. I kind of like them. But let's listen to featuring Charlie Wilson and Boys to Men. And ladies, you got to see the video. I watch a lot of videos. It was just fantastic when I saw this, and I'll probably play it a couple of more times during the course of the year because I like this song. And, yes, I'm going to sing it to you in karaoke style. So this is me singing.
My everything. Girl, you're my sunshine. Oh,
I got to do that at karaoke, man. Never know. Stars of the... Oh, Lord. That was terrible. I need some singing lessons. Man. You're listening to the Darnest McClure Show, and I'm trying to get you encouraged. I know some people are like, man, you need to stop trying to sing. Encourage that. You're listening to my show tonight. It's Friday. We've got a few more minutes. Actually, 11 more minutes. Minutes into the show. And that's what happened last week. Man, I had this laughing spell and I could not stop. And it's coming back. I'm just enjoying myself, man. And I'm tell you, I'm going to invite you down to karaoke so you could hear me and my guys sing and my background group. So you might really like that. I'll encourage you not to take singing lessons. Who knows? I might become famous or something. Who the heck knows? Somebody say, you really like yourself, don't you? I say, yes, I do. I think I am just a sweetie beady, bookie bookie, or a boo, or whatever they call them. What do they call them nowadays? I asked my producer, what do they call them? He said a chunky chunky or something, Chuck E. Cheese or something. Let's listen to Miss Heather Hadley, and she's singing a track called He Is, and it's kind of a gospel track. She's saying that, hey, the man upstairs is going to be in your corner, no matter what you're going through, and that's for our encouragement section. He is, and so you just got to get better at this stuff. And for the friends of mine that are writing books that are just not having a whole lot of success, hey, just keep hanging in there because it's going to turn for you. It doesn't stay bad forever. And for the people out there searching for just a better life, I'm telling you, it's on its way. You just got to have a faith, and you got to believe. And no matter how dark it gets, there's going to be some sunshine. So let's listen to Heather Hadley do this track because we only got 9 more minutes to do some other things. And I really love my audience. I enjoy you. And, yes, I want you to come hear me sing.
Yeah.
And that's that neo soul that we talk about. That's a track by Heather Hadley. And we played a lot of stuff by her before, too. I mean, we got a lot of great artists, sometimes country western. We even go to Cambodia and pick up soundtracks. My producer always tells me, Doug, why do you watch all those videos? How do you find the time? I said, hey, I stay up till 5 in the morning. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and yes, my new book is out. I love writing a fun love story, and people are ordering that book. It's really great. I mean, my Fridays go by. One, I want you to have trust in yourself and your ideas, and even if they're not correct and you find out later, learn to apologize. Two, I want you to encourage yourself, because once you open your eyes in the morning, everything else is irrelevant because you can fix that. So once you get a shot at it, hey, God gave you another chance to deal with it. And definitely have some faith in yourself. If you don't have faith in yourself, you can't have faith in anything else. You can't have faith in somebody else. You got to have faith in yourself and try to live the best life that you can. All I can say is, my favorite saying before I leave my show is enjoy life. That's all you have. And I won't sing next week, I promise you. But we're going to take it away with my girl, because I am going to be in Peoria. We're pushing that one. And I'm getting great response. There's a lot of people coming to that event in Peoria, Illinois, August 29th. I mean, it's almost sold out. That's a heck of a thing. But let me play my girl, Liv Warfield, who's from Peoria. She is now in Oregon, and that's my girl. She's singing a track called Catch Me If You Can, and everybody knows I like playing that before I end my show. And it's the last time I'm going to play it before I end my show. So let's play Liv Warfield. Enjoy life. That's all you have. Enjoy your weekend. Stay with me, because I am on fire. Fire. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, okay, all right, going back too far. Hey, enjoy your weekend. Listen to this track, Liv Warfield. Woo! Hey, hey!
Now we out of here. Oh, 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 oh.
And I'm going to say good night and catch you next Friday. Hey, have a good weekend.